102. Give a hearing ear, O people, to that which I in truth say unto you. The one true God, exalted be his glory, hath ever regarded and will continue to regard the hearts of men as his own, his exclusive possession. All else, whether pertaining to land or sea, whether riches or glory, he hath bequeathed unto the kings and rulers of the earth. From the beginning that hath no beginning, the ensign proclaiming the words, He doeth whatsoever he willeth, hath been unfurled in all its splendour before his manifestation. What mankind needeth in this day is obedience unto them that are in authority, and a faithful adherence to the cord of wisdom. The instruments which are essential to the immediate protection, the security, and assurance of the human race have been entrusted to the hands and lie in the grasp of the governors of human society. This is the wish of God and his decree. We cherish the hope that one of the kings of the earth will, for the sake of God, arise for the triumph of this wronged, this oppressed people. Such a king will be eternally extolled and glorified. God hath prescribed unto this people the duty of aiding whosoever will aid them, of serving his best interests, and of demonstrating to him their abiding loyalty. They who follow me must strive under all circumstances to promote the welfare of whosoever will arise for the triumph of my cause, and must at all times prove their devotion and fidelity unto him. Happy is the man that hearkeneth and observeth my counsel. Woe unto him that faileth to fulfil my wish.